And sometimes it's helpful to rest back into the sort of the wider view of practice, which is these two wings of awareness and kindness. So it's this capacity for paying attention, and doing so with a particular energy, a particular flavor of presence that's receptive, curious, open, perhaps accepting, perhaps patient. It takes different forms, this flavor of the heart that we bring to our awareness. And we've been exploring so many of those flavors of the heart in this long extended series on embodied equanimity that was preceded by the introduction and exploration of the Brahmaviharas. So we've sort of been weaving between these topics. And today I thought I'd just offer a simpler, more spacious meditation. And maybe you can see, you know, which of these qualities serves you in this moment, which quality is accessible or available. It might be that wing of awareness and just the simplicity of returning again and again to an anchor. It might be one of the flavors of these heart qualities, kindness or compassion or sympathetic or empathetic joy or equanimity, or maybe one of the other wholesome qualities that often comes along on the wings of these primary heart qualities. So those qualities of patience or care or generosity or grace, gratitude. So the practice will be lightly guided, and then, you know, tuning into your own wisdom, your own experience as you keep deepening in your practice. In many ways, each of you become your own best teacher. Your experience of the moment is your own best teacher. So I invite you to nest in this precious opportunity to nest and rest. Taking care to arrive with intentionality to arrive into your practice and to know that you're arriving. So that it might involve some gentle, subtle movements or adjustments as you come to inhabit the body. Maybe a slight exploration of shifting gently side to side or forward and back to find a place of balance, of equilibrium in the body where it's most possible to elongate and align the spine from your center point in this moment. and lengthening through the spine might allow you to let the musculature hang on the support of the skeleton, just like a coat might hang on a hanger, and allows for a measure of ease in the body. The body doesn't have to work so hard. And as you hang the musculature on the solidity and strength of the bones, you might let the breath begin to move into and through any of the knotted places. Bringing awareness that gentle, patient attending to what's here in the body. And sometimes under the gaze of simple presence, the body starts to release and relax. The eyes might soften and rest more deeply back into the sockets. There might be a slight slackening in the jaw, a little space between the teeth, a relaxing of the tongue. All these parts of the body that are engaged with interacting with others in the world. The face can soften. As there's this opportunity to pause and draw the awareness inward. No demands to communicate or cover up what's here. Letting the arms grow heavy, hands supported by the lap or the legs, shoulders releasing away from the ears. A softening in the belly. Maybe a relaxing of the muscles of the back body. And with more ease in the torso. Maybe the breath can be a little more fluid, a bit more expanded. For just a few breaths, perhaps with an exhalation, letting go of any bracing or contraction in the lower body, the hip joints, the legs. Maybe even the soles of the feet. Softening, resting more completely on the earth. And you might bring this wing of wisdom, this wing of awareness, the capacity for knowing experience as it's unfolding. You might gather that awareness to a particular anchor that feels easeful and accessible to you in this moment. Perhaps the breath at a particular location in the body. Maybe one of the touch points where body is met by earth or chair or cushion. Or maybe a felt sense of the body as a whole. Resting your awareness wherever it's easeful and perhaps even enjoyable. it may be that this is your practice for the remainder of our time today. This inherently kind and curious presence with the anchor. And it might also be the case that there's something present in your experience right now, something in the body, discomfort, or a sense of dis-ease, the lack of ease. Or it might be that there's something in the emotional field or something that keeps visiting the mind that would benefit from more directly or intentionally adding in that second wing of practice, the wing of kindness. The wing of love in all of its manifestations. And if adding this in feels skillful or supportive, finding a way to access this quality of care might be through the simple gesture of a hand to the heart center, or maybe another soothing gesture of care to a part of your body that's literally or metaphorically holding difficulty for you. The wing of kindness might simply be this gesture or the warmth that it evokes, so that you're warming up the awareness. Present with a sense of compassion or the wish that whatever's present is tended to gently. There might be some simple words that easefully arise, and if that happens, letting yourself offer these words or wishes silently to yourself. Or welcoming in any of the heart qualities that might soothe or support or sustain you in the midst of whatever's arising. Trusting your own wisdom to know how you can most skillfully practice for the remainder of our time together. Balancing wisdom and love, in just the right proportions for you, here and now. as we come towards the final minute or so of our practice together today, just noticing what's here and how you're being with it. How you're bringing these wings of wisdom and love to the unfolding of life. To perhaps reflect on how it might serve or support to bring these wings of awareness and kindness to your interactions with others, with the wider world. So that somehow your presence might be a support for others. To see clearly inside themselves. And to respond with more compassion. How this cultivation of centeredness in yourself might be a support to the broader cultivation of clarity and compassion in this world that's in so in need of these two qualities of heart and mind. May all beings know and be nourished by these foundational resources of presence and open-hearted patience. May it be so. So, when we look at practice, sometimes we can sort of have this microscopic view where we really come in close and unpack in great detail some element of the conditioning of our heart or mind, some facet of this path for working skillfully with our own sort of operating manual, so to speak. And then sometimes it can be really helpful to telescope out and once again look at things from a broad view, looking at the whole arc of practice. And so today I thought for simplicity we would take that broader view and come back to these two wings of practice. You know, our whole practice in some ways boils down to, you know, what is here and can I be with this? So that wing of wisdom or awareness or attending is focused on bringing us into contact with life as it's unfolding. It's like, what's here? And it's such a simple question, and yet so often we're on autopilot. You know, we're actually not here. We're replaying what happened earlier today or last week, or we're planning what's going to come after, you know. You might be doing that right now. You know, you've got a meeting after this and your mind may already be tugging you into the future. So what's here is really a profound question that is anchoring us, inviting us right here, you know, right into experience just as it is. And then that consideration of, can I be with this, brings in that wing of kindness. You know, there, so rather than having to bully ourselves or muscle through or simply endure, it can be really skillful to check in, to inquire, can I be with this? And in the detailed exploration we've been doing of the heart qualities, we can look at, how can I be with this? What could support me in being with this? So that wing of wisdom of what's here, you know, reveals the diversity of experience. And we've worked with this in different ways over the last year. You know, the four foundations of mindfulness we've worked with in different ways. It's like sometimes what's here is pointing us to the body. In our practice today, we started with the body. We often start with the body. And everything that's under that umbrella, the breath and body sensations and body posture, and in daily life, it's the body in motion. And the foundation of Vedana, or that flavoring of experience. So what's here? Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Is it neutral? Sometimes that's what's illuminated when we ask what's here. Sometimes what's here leads us to mind in the broadest sense. So what's here in the heart mind? So it might be thoughts, opinions, stories, the narrative quality. It might be the emotional landscape. So all of that's under the umbrella of mind. Sometimes what's here is actually an understanding or an insight around the Dharma itself, you know, around some of the topics we've looked at. Things like, we might become aware of some of the you know, the hindrances, the things that get in the way of our practice. We might become aware of fear or aversion or wanting or clinging, or we might become aware of some of the benefits of practice, the way that mindfulness is present, or the way that there's a measure of joy or tranquility or equanimity. So there's a lot that can come under that umbrella of what's here. And then, can I be with this? Again, all the ways we could be with this. And that's where our journey in recent weeks and months is really helpful. Oh, I could be with this with kindness, or I could be with this with compassion, because what I'm sensing is something really painful is present. Or I could be with this with a quality of celebration and joy, you know, because I'm actually tuning in to the presence of something that's quite sweet or delightful. Or maybe what's called for is that quality of equipoise, of being in a state of balance in the midst of something quite destabilizing or chaotic.